Now, if you rent a house and you need to talk to the owner of your property, you might need to call a technology entrepreneur in Silicon Valley or a real estate magnate in Houston or a company based in a dingy office in Chicago. Nearly 15% of all Milwaukee rental homes are owned by out-of-state landlords. It's about 6,000 homes. That's up from just 1,500 back in 2000. Most out-of-state landlords purchase homes in low- and middle-income neighborhoods in the city. Why does it matter? A study from Marquette Law School found that out-of-state landlords are quicker to evict tenants and commit code violations more often than their in-state counterparts. We're looking at the increasing presence of out-of-state landlords in Milwaukee, how it's changing Wisconsin's biggest city, and how it's spreading around the nation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you rent a home? Have you been surprised to find that it's harder than you would have thought to reach your landlord, the person who actually owns the property? Have you rented one of these out-of-state owned properties? If you're a property owner, a landlord yourself on the local level, are you seeing competition? Homes getting snapped up by these out-of-state groups? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Carrie Spivak is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who focuses on white-collar crime, gambling, and business. Carrie, welcome back to Central Time.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is one of those really under-the-radar type stories, Carrie. If you drive around a neighborhood, it's not going to look any different. But below the surface, this trend of out-of-state companies buying up properties in cities like Milwaukee, it's been on the rise. What's going on?
You're right. It is under the radar. Personally, I really wasn't aware of it until I started doing the work on the story. It's happened in a very big way. About it just 2 years ago, Homewreckers dealing with them. There you have some giant companies such as Invitation Homes, which owns 80,000 homes. They've kept away from the giants have kept away from the Midwest, possibly because it's colder, there's more maintenance costs, that type of things, and a much older housing stock. But yeah, they've been coming in. I would guess many tenants would not know. I mean, and why would you if you're paying your rent to a company called Milwaukee Capital Properties that says Milwaukee? You would not know that that's headquartered in Houston and owned by a man from Peru who lives in Palm Beach. So, yeah, it's been an under the radar, and I don't think even a lot of city officials know about it. The neighborhood groups seem to be more aware of it, actually, when I was doing some reporting.
Now, these are investors, as you say, from Florida or based in Chicago or Silicon Valley. What is it about a bunch of kind of affordable, low to mid-income housing stock in a place like Milwaukee that suddenly puts dollar signs in their eyes? Looks like a pretty good investment.
Property is cheap. It is so much cheaper than California. It's ridiculous. In fact, one woman I talked to, Laquan Shapiro, which is Peachmore Properties, Peachmore LLC, rather. They own 34 properties here. They're preparing to sell them. But she told me that the reason she came here is she had sold some condos in California. That was an investment. Didn't know where to park her money. Did some research and saw these very, very low property costs in Milwaukee. She's never been to Milwaukee, and she bought 34 properties sight unseen, and that seems to be the story with most of the other large purchasers or landlords here. Most do see the property, though, before they buy it, but what draws them here is that price, and the pricing, especially in the Central City area, is incredibly cheap.
Now, if I'm a tenant, do I care? Is my life different if my landlord is owned by somebody who lives on the other side of town versus, you know, the other side of the country?
The landlords would say no, because most of them, not all, but most of them do have local staff here. And why should the tenant care? However, I've talked to tenants and they said, no, it is different. If I'm owned by a big corporation or even a small corporation out of state, and with the pandemic especially, I'm laid off, I'm short on cash, but I think I'm going to have it soon. If it's a local landlord, somebody I've known for a while, even if it's a large company, I have a fighting chance to talk to them, talk to somebody locally, and try to get them to cut me some slack. Out of state, much more difficult because you don't even know who to talk to.
That also came up, you wrote, with repair issues or vermin infestation mm-hmm. issues. What kind of things did you hear from people trying to get in touch with their landlord to fix stuff?
Perfect example. They just, depending on the company, they've had a lot of complaints. Bulldog Ridge, which owns about 180 properties or so, I talked to a couple of their tenants, and they're Chicago area. They're down in Oak Park. They had a lot of trouble getting them to come in and fix it. What's eventually happened is because there were so many problems, the city Department of Neighborhood Services, the building inspectors, put them under special enforcement, which means all their properties were being overseen by one building inspector as opposed to being spread out through the shop. And that building inspector said, yeah, they're doing pretty good now. They will make the repairs provided the complaint comes from DNS, and the DNS says you have to fix this. Then they do it. Most tenants don't call the building inspector because, for one thing, they're afraid of being evicted. Whether that's legitimate fear or not, that is a fear that they have. So how do you put pressure on these guys when they're out of state and, again, there's nobody that you can really talk to?
We're talking to investigative reporter Carrie Spivak from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a growing trend of out-of-state companies buying up homes in Milwaukee, lots of other cities around the country, seems like a growing trend, and turning those houses then into rentals, raising some concerns for tenants, communities, and home inspectors. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about how this all works and why it's happening? Do you think it's a concern that there are more out-of-state landlords buying properties in Milwaukee? Maybe going to happen in other communities soon? Do you prefer landlords to be local? And have you rented from one of these out-of-state landlords? Or were you surprised to find out? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our talk with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigative reporter Carrie Spivak. He looked at the trend of out-of-state companies buying up rental properties in Milwaukee, or houses, and turning them into rental properties. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Carrie, you mentioned that community groups in Milwaukee were aware of this trend. Do they have concerns about what it means when all these properties are owned not by an individual homeowner or a locally based landlord, but somebody in California or Florida?
Yeah, there definitely are some concerns about that. And it's kind of for the same type of reasons that a neighborhood itself would have concerns. If there's a problem with the house, it's tough to get a hold of somebody to take care of it. You don't have the same interest in the property in the neighborhood as an owner-occupant would. And if you have a company that's overseeing 13,000 properties or 4,000 properties, they're not going to know each property, and it's going to be – it's an absentee landlord. So it's basically everything that goes along – all the concerns, rather, that goes along with absentee landlords, except now it's – even larger, and it's a pretty major corporate scale. We did a sidebar about Youngstown, Ohio, where they're dealing with the same type of issue there, and they try to target the absentee landlords and kind of harass them if necessary to try to get them to do improvements and repairs or just to get it up to code. So, yeah, it's an issue to the neighborhoods and the neighborhood groups also.
Brianna caller now at 800-642-1234. Lee is with us in La Crosse County. Lee, hello.
Hello there.
What do you want to tell us about, Lee?
Well, I did a stint as a property manager for a while a couple years ago, and I just had a question because the law may have changed since then, but when I was doing that job, I was made aware of a law in the state of Wisconsin that requires, if the landlord is not a resident and present in the state of Wisconsin, that they have a property manager licensed in the state of Wisconsin who's physically present in the state so that the tenants have a point of contact also for, you know, eyes on the property for proper management. And I'm just wondering if that's changed or are these out-of-state ownerships illegal?
Lee, great question. And Carrie, at least from the ones you talked about, it sounds like they had at least some kind of local property management, these companies?
For the most part, I don't know what the state law is. I know in the city of Milwaukee, you are required to give the city a contact person. Does not have to be living in Milwaukee or the Milwaukee area, but it has to be somebody that DNS can contact in case, or the cops or whoever is necessary, in case of a problem. But like I said, it doesn't have to be somebody who's physically living here.
Lee, thanks a lot for the question. And you, Carrie, talked to somebody who had worked as a property manager for one of these companies. Does it sound like it was a smooth experience for them?
Well, I've talked to a few of the property managers. It depends. Some of them, you know, enjoy it and think they're doing a good job. Others, not so much. But the tenants are the ones who would have the complaints about that, about being unable to reach somebody.
And you also, we've mentioned housing inspectors a couple times. There are concerns that they want to talk to the owner. And at least in one of those cases, the owner said, don't call me, basically. Can you share that story?
Oh, Sergio. Yeah, in fact, now I'm remembering, too, that I talked to his local manager, his former local manager. Yeah, she complained a lot because she said she would call Sergio, Pajovis is his name, and he lives down in Palm Beach, and there would be complaints about the properties and things that she would want to have repaired, and he would not authorize, she said he would not authorize the money. She's kind of caught between the tenant and him. She was not permitted to give the tenants the phone number of Sergio, probably not even his name because his tenants had never heard of him. And yeah, one time a building inspector called Sergio down there in Florida, and Sergio said basically, talk to Patricia in Milwaukee. You know, it's leave me alone. He didn't use the words, but the message definitely was leave me alone.
Do you think this trend is going to continue? Like, because when I first heard about it, you mentioned Aaron Glantz's book earlier, and I had talked to him about it a couple of years ago, and it seemed then like it was more of a coastal thing, and now we're seeing it more and more in the Midwest. Is the notion that this is going to get to be a bigger and bigger business?
I don't see why it wouldn't. They have a trade. Their trade association's only 7 years old, but there is a trade group now. There's the returns that you can make are pretty good. That's the other reason. Highgrove Holdings, which has over 130, I believe, properties in Milwaukee. They're out of Torrance, California. They're looking to eventually have 1,100 properties in Milwaukee. They say on their website that the rental properties in Milwaukee provide, I'm quoting, provide tremendous cash flow of 12 to 18%. Returns annually, and then they go on to say, quote, each property generates a gross annualized return rate of just over 20%, and in some cases have exceeded 30%. Those are the type of profits you turn running a casino. I mean, why would the trend not continue, especially in places like Milwaukee where the property costs are so low?
Let's bring on another caller now. Vivian is with us in Green Bay. Vivian, hi.
Hi. My experience, my children are in Denver trying to buy a starter home. I have friends with children in Seattle trying to buy a starter home, and they're not available. And when they are, they're very expensive, and they seem to be swooped up by cash offers. So young people are not getting a chance at home ownership because of these rental corporations.
Vivian, thanks for the call. In our last minute or so, Carrie, is that a concern that if these companies are buying up the houses, the young people looking for that starter home, as Vivian's kids are out of luck?
That is an excellent point. Yes, it does drive the prices up, and it makes it very difficult for a young couple or an older couple or individual to buy a starter home or a small property, or even the wave, this is very common, Milwaukee, buy a duplex, rent out half of it, which helps you pay your mortgage. Those properties can be getting I can't say for sure, but there's a possibility that they will be priced out of the market. Yeah, that was an excellent point.
Vivian, thanks for that call. And Carrie, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again today.
Hey, it was my pleasure.
That was Carrie Spivak, an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel who focuses on white-collar crime, gambling, and business. He joined us for a look at the growing trend of out-of-state companies buying up family houses, single-family houses in Milwaukee. Now, this has been happening around the country, and then turning them into rental properties. If you have experienced this yourself, found yourself renting a house from a landlord that turned out to be from a place far, far away, send us a note. Tell us about it. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. You can follow Carrie's reporting on this at jsonline.com.